Hey everybody, this is Ken Lavin. I'm live here at the MidCon Doug, and I am actually with a very special guest, actually a big friend of ours in the industry, a Mr. Ward Polzin. Did I say that correctly?
You got it. That's perfect.
Okay, and tell everybody at home who you are with.
Yep. So I'm CEO of Camino Natural Resources, and Camino is based in both Denver and Oklahoma City. We are a Oklahoma operating company in the scoop and the merge. So today, these days, we're about 50,000 BOE a day and 150,000 acres, running three rigs with 85 employees working hard. So everything's going well.
Well, I was going to give a big shout out to the employees out there. Thank you for all that y'all do. Thank you for letting me borrow your CEO here to get to interview and kind of humanize our industry. Really get to meet people and figure a thing out. You gave a big background just then about how you got the three rigs going and everything. What kind of the four questions I've been asking leaders like yourself? With that three rigs, do you see some more expansion from you all?
Yeah, I think for us, with three rigs, we just added this third kind of approximately the middle of last year. So we're going to see production growth this year in 2022 of about 20% over 2021. And then even if we keep those three rigs, just keep those flat over a give or take 5-year period, we'll have about a 10 to 15% growth rate. So we definitely see we're not trying to grow massively, but we're definitely trying to grow. Yep, for sure.
Grow smart. That's
exactly. Yeah, exactly. That's a good way of putting it. Grow smart. I like that. I'm going to steal that. I like
okay,
it.
Okay, okay.
I like it.
Grow smart. Absolutely. So, what do you think is something that our industry needs to get behind for this year?
For this year, I mean, I think there's the things that we're kind of already behind, you know, that I would put off like ESG and all that. I know that's in addition to that, right? We're doing that extremely well. I think getting behind, clearly with the oil prices as high as they are today, with the kind of tragedy of what Ukraine is, we need to be really careful, right? That those higher oil prices don't bring some unintended consequences to our industry. So we just need to keep doing what we do extremely well and kind of adding a little bit of production where we can. Absolutely.
Absolutely. What is something that, what is something that you can tell the hardworking guys out there on the rigs, out there on the fracs, productions, what is something that you can tell them to really motivate them for this year?
I think first of all, we collectively, whether you're out in the field, you're in the office, we are doing what we need to do to help our country, right? And to provide energy of every, you know, obviously we do oil and gas, but our country, our economy needs energy of all types. And we're not going to be transitioning away from oil and gas anytime soon. We've all got jobs for a long time, quite frankly. So it's more of the same, keeping our head down. And doing a great job every day, and we're doing it. We're not going anywhere, I think, is what I would say to everyone in our business.
I like that, guys. We're not going anywhere. Keep doing what you're doing. We really appreciate it. So I'm gonna ask. I had heard Little Birdie told me you were just come back from somewhere. Can you tell us a little bit where that somewhere is? I'm excited because a lot of people don't realize that, kind of like myself doing the industry here and YouTube and reporting, that it got me to where I'm at here, sitting with wonderful guests like yourself. Tell us a little bit about this, where you came from. Where'd you go recently?
Well, I appreciate that. My wife and I just got back from 30 days in Antarctica, and it was a trip of a lifetime, and I think there's some consistencies I think a lot of us have in our industry. We're outdoors people. We like animals. We like geology. You know, we all of that. And that's what Antarctica brought. It brought geology. It brought animals. It got being out there. So 30 days is a long time. It's a lot. We went 8,000 miles on a ship, but all around the South Atlantic as well, to the Falkland Islands and South Georgia Island. And I think lots of things stood out. Penguins galore, and as well as icebergs, all of that. But I think at one point we were in a colony of 200,000 penguins, and to be, they smell as bad as you think, and they're as loud as you think as well, but there's no predators on land for a penguin, so they're not scared of you. So it's great to get up that close and just to see wildlife and nature and geology. So I was definitely geeking out on all those kind of things.
Yeah. You use my word. I say geeking out all the time. That's perfect. And next time, please pack me in your suitcase, especially my wife. She is a huge Penguin fan, or the Puffins. She loves the Puffins. Yeah. So, well, that is amazing. What was probably so? Was the Penguins the most exciting thing you saw, or was there something else?
I think for me, actually, the most exciting thing I saw was we were able to get off. This is at 2 a.m. in the morning in deep Antarctica on the fast ice. And the fast ice is actually the frozen ocean, not like glacier ice. But so you're walking on like 4 foot thick ice. Then you've got 1,000 feet of water below you. And just that concept of, wow, we can do this. That's what was resonated with me. Very, very cool. And it was at 2 a.m. in the morning, and it was not bright sunshine, but definitely not dark.
Wow.
That, again, I'm nerding out or geeking out. That is amazing. Guys, this, again, bringing you wonderful, amazing guests, getting to an opportunity to talk with them and see with them what they see, what they do. Is there anything that you would like to put out there, people to get in touch with you guys? If there's anything that you guys are needing by chance, is there a good email or website that they can get in touch with the company?
Yeah, sure. I think you can just really reach out to me directly. Our website's purposefully terrible, so I've had lots of comments about that we can't find much about you, and that's kind of by choice. We're not trying to hide, but I'd rather – I'm more personal, still old school. So, yeah, please reach out to me directly, and it's real simple. It's just W. Paul Zien, W-P-O-L-Z-I-N, at Camino Resources. And we love our partners, and we work well with others, and we want to continue to do that. So please reach out.
Well, again, thank you very much, Ward. Very much appreciated. Guys, thank you again on this wonderful episode, and we will catch you on the next one.
Thank you, Ken.